everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. This is episode number 271 of this show. Welcome to the podcast, Mike. How are you?
Doing good, and it was kind of nice to take a week off. I think that's the first time since we started under the new incarnation of this show. First time we've taken a Thursday off.
And part of that was because I was down in Columbus for the party we had. We had Taco Tuesday, and then I drove back Wednesday morning, and then there was just no way to record the episode early. And then, of course, Thanksgiving was Thursday, so so here we are. So
yeah, we had 2 weeks of news, and it's still a slow news week.
Yeah, so it's you know, it's that time of year. Things are, you know, you got the different types of, you know, proclamations and predictions are going to start to come out. But again, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving for those of you in the United States last Thursday. And then for those of you in the rest of the world, I don't know if you celebrated, but I'm sure maybe got in on some of the Black Friday deals and Cyber Monday and stuff like that. So yeah. I didn't do too much shopping. Did you, Mike?
Yeah, I got a good nap. That was what I got for Black Friday.
Well, that's good. Well, hey, today we got a lineup of news, best practices, and we've got a blueberry pro tip. No interview. We got a question of the week as well. Apple Podcasts released their top, well, their best of 2021. And I went through that list yesterday. It's pretty interesting list of shows.
Yeah. The best show of the year, of course, is A Slight Change of Plans with Maya Shankar. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Sorry.
But, yeah, Shankar or something like that. Yeah. So, but I subscribed to her show because I wanted to check it out. I haven't consumed one yet. I also subscribed to a podcast that did not make the list. Adam Curry started a new podcast with his wife, The Keeper, and they've got an episode one out. So I'm going to check that out and see how that is. But yeah, the Apple Podcast Best of 2021 is available. So definitely check some of those shows out. It's always good if you can find a show in your genre and then listen to it and see how it compares to your podcast, and you know, you can learn some stuff there. It's very, very cool.
Yeah. Well, don't, and don't change your show if, you know, even if, you know, your competition supposedly, you know, is doing something. It doesn't mean you all have to do the same thing in the same genre. I mean, that's part of the charm of podcasting is, like, if I want to listen to an aviation podcast, there's 100 of them out there. I like 4 or 5 of them. Right. And I like those 4 or 5 of them because they're unique, not because they're all the same.
That's they're not a copy. There was a certain business show that everyone copied for a long time.
Yeah,
and
even the title.
it got a little old, and we won't go into the title. But yeah, it's copying is a form of flattery, but it's also kind of a indication of maybe just a little bit of laziness, in my opinion. But that's where I go. All right, so next up, Spotify Wrapped dropped yesterday and includes podcasts. So what is Spotify Wrapped?
Yeah, that's a thing if you're a Spotify customer or heavy user. And I happen to be a customer because I like their music service. I don't particularly care for their podcast offering. But what it does is at the end of the year, it makes a little video for just you explaining, you know, or showing you what kind of music you listen to and all that. It tells you how many hours you've listened throughout the year, and you know, and I imagine with podcasts it would show some stuff about the podcast. I don't listen to any, so I didn't get to see that on my video, but it was pretty cool, and it reminded me of some songs that I had listened to just once, and like, oh, I should listen to that again. So
we had for Taco Tuesday at the office, we had loaded Spotify up, and we had Google basically searched that, and it was a whole line of Latin music I'd never heard of. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's a great place to discover new music, for sure. I mean, any of those services.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Chris Cuomo, the brother of the now disgraced, resigned governor of New York and co-host of the podcast, The Hands Off Podcast, has been suspended by CNN for a breach of journalistic ethics. So
He was helping his brother.
Yeah, so... You know, it's he paid the price there, didn't he?
Definitely. And the only reason I put it on our rundown is because we announced when they started that show, The Handoff, and what it is in between the show before his and his show on CNN every evening, they would have a little 2 or 3 minute segment called The Handoff. So what they did is they turned that into a podcast with those two hosts. And anyway, so who knows about the podcast, whether it's going to go forward, but he's suspended from CNN for the time being. We'll see how long that lasts.
Yep. Live One is expanding for connected vehicle listening. And I don't even, who's Live One?
Live One is the parent company of Podcast One now. Remember, they were Live X Live, and they've changed their name now to Live One.
So they're Live One. So, okay, they're on name change number
at least two or three.
Okay. So they're expanding for connected vehicle listening. We all can listen in the vehicle. If you have a Bluetooth connection, there's nothing to stop you from listening on any particular app
USB. I've got an older pickup truck that has just a USB connection, stock radio, and works fine with whatever app on my phone.
Yep. So there's an article that said podcasting has changed since the early days.
Really? That's in the no duh category. But it was a good article. It talks about, just the different ways people look at podcasting. Back when we first started this whole thing, it was, rah, rah, screw the man, and all that. And now it's really become its own industry and its own business, but that still, that indie spirit is still in there, I think.
Yeah. The indie spirit is alive and well. Yeah. It makes up 97% of the podcasting space.
Yeah. What gets reported, what we talk about in the news, what James talks about in his newsletter and all that stuff, most of that is industry. That's the top 2%, 3% of podcasting. But the 97% of podcasters out there are like us, indie.
Independent content creators.
Yeah. It's like the same with YouTube. There's a bunch of stars on YouTube, but there's a whole bunch of other people doing pretty good stuff on YouTube that doesn't get a lot of traction.
Yep.
It's just the way it is.
So I think the only thing in podcasting that has changed really is there's definitely a more commercial spin to some things, but in the end, people are still pulling up a mic at their kitchen table and in their side office, in a closet, in a bar.
Next to the water heater in the basement.
all different locations to record a show and to talk about what they're passionate about. It hasn't changed that much. And even though there's quote unquote 7 million podcasts, there's only 400,000 active podcasts. So podcasting has not really changed. That 400,000 number published an episode in the last 30 days, maybe 600,000 in the last 60 days, has almost stayed static for 10 years. It has not, there was 400,000 shows that were producing podcasts in 2011, so come on. It hasn't changed that much.
No. And the base technology is similar or the same, it's an RSS feed.
Yep.
We've improved it with podcasting 2.0 and other namespaces has improved RSS a little bit. But RSS works wonderfully the way it is. And there's people out there that would love to change that because they're all about siloing everything. And that's fine too. There's room for that. Room for podcasts that are exclusive to one platform. There's room out there for shows that are not podcasts that are very similar to podcasts. That's all cool. There's nothing wrong with that. But the vast majority of the podcasting world is indie, and it's going to stay that way.
I talked with a gentleman the other day who has successfully spun his show to TV, and yet he doesn't have regular advertising in his show. So, he's made the leap to, really go big time with the ability just by, selling his programming to television in certain instances. And he did that before he ever monetized the show. So there's, again, podcasting has not changed. Just people are doing a lot of cool, innovative stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, if you do want a chance to win, NPR's College Podcast Challenge is back with a chance to win $5,000. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. They've done it with high schoolers in the past over the last 5 years or so. They've, They had a high school version of it, or a school version of it, you know, ages 5 to 12, or no, grade 5 to 12. And then they opened it up to college last year, and then they decided, well, this needs to be its own thing. So so now if you're a college student out there and you want to get in on this little contest here, we have the link in the show notes to the article. We'll have to get Cho and Mandy to hook up
submit
with that.
Their show over there, yeah.
Why not?
So the Infinite Dial UK findings are going to be coming out today. So that's live this afternoon, I believe.
Yeah, well, it's actually part of the report's out already. The link I have there in the notes.
Oh, okay.
You know, this is one quarter of UK population age 16 plus owns a smart speaker. You know, there's a whole bunch of little tidbits in this report that are pretty good. And I think they're going to present the whole deal, I think, here pretty soon. But it might have been this morning because of the time over there.
Oh, the time difference. Yeah. So maybe it is out already. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes. So what's this Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck have a podcast?
Yeah. Looney Tunes cartoon brand comes to podcasting. And they did a little special series called The Thanksgiving Road Trip. And it's Bugs and Daffy. And it's an audio podcast. It's Bugs and Daffy doing a cross-country road trip to get Daffy's profile out there so that he can star in his own movie or something. I don't know. It's definitely whoever's doing the voiceovers is doing Mel Blanc a good copy there, because they sound good. I listened to a little bit of the first episode, and it is quite cool.
Well, that's awesome. Best practices. I'm going to talk about file names.
Yeah, this is in the beating the dead horse category, but I've had a lot of it come up this week. Your file names for artwork, for media, really anything on the internet, really should be as simple as possible for function, for, you know, and especially in podcasting. I just get a kick out of these, you know, half-mile-long file names, you know. This show is about blah, 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 dot MP3, you know, and the thing, you know, takes up two lines on my screen.
Right.
And then they wonder, well, Spotify didn't pull my episode this week.
That's right.
Or, you know, how come it's not live or, you know, here? Well, it's because you overcomplicated the file name. The biggest thing is don't put spaces in your file name. Nobody sees those file names unless they're geeks. You know, there are some geeks that'll go out there and they look at the file names and whatever, but. So you should have no spaces. Should just be letters, numbers, and dashes. You can do underscores, but again, underscores are unnecessary. Do dashes instead. And only numbers, letters at the end of the file name. So many times I get these people that are having trouble with a file, a media file, and it says blah, 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 and then there's a underscore before the .mp3. And I know our system has a little trouble with it. Apple actually has a little trouble with that. Just because what it is it's a space probably before the .mp3. And then when they upload it to us or any other media host, they're going to fill that in because they can't have spaces. So right. They'll fill it in with an underscore. Squarespace famously fills it in with a plus sign. That totally messes you up. If you put a space in a file name, it'll replace it with a plus sign. Other problems with that is different apps do different things with that file name if it's not the way they like it. So in your stats at Blueberry, we go by file name. In your stats, you may have four different versions from, you know, okay, so Spotify added an underscore. This other one didn't add anything. Someone added a plus sign somewhere. You know, so you've got all these different versions of the same file in your stats.
Right.
And that's a problem.
So it's simple. One continuous file name, no spaces, and just use dashes. That's it. .mp3. Your file .mp3. Your show .mp3. In this show, we do PCI-2021-12-2.mp3. For us, it's from an organization standpoint. And same thing with album work. When you change your update your album work, it should be it's PCI-1400.png. And the next time we do one, it'll be PCI-1401.png or PCI-3000 and or PCI-3001.jpg or PNG or whatever you do. So So just don't, it's not helping you with search engine optimization. Those of you who've been listening to the show know this. Please help us educate podcasters, because it's, I see it like you do too, like this dash show dash is dash about dash. It just goes on and on and on and on and on.
And how do you keep that organized on your hard drive? You know what I mean?
And it's so someone's overthinking this and they've heard some bad advice somewhere. So just keep the file name space.
Yeah, for sure. Got some blueberry stuff. A lot going on over there. We've had a couple of blog posts. Our blog team didn't take the week off like we did. So,
no, there was a blog post from Tara talking about live streaming your show, just like we're doing today. And then there was a great article by David Day on how to choose a co-host. So both Tara O'Brien and David Day are part of our writing team at Blueberry. And Internal Affairs, our interns at Blueberry, released their second episode recently as well. I haven't listened to that one yet. Have you?
Yeah, I haven't listened to that one yet either. I gave them a few tips last time, and hopefully they've taken what they wanted and made another episode. So we'll check that out. There's a link in the show notes for that.
It's a cool show name regardless. They did a good job picking a show name, Internal Affairs.
Definitely.
But I think you have us queued up to play a pro tip, don't you, Mike?
Yep, I'm going to play it live for those on the live stream, and Kate will edit it in a little more professionally afterwards. So here we go.
Hi, it's Toby Goodman from the Blueberry Pro production team. Today, longevity. How long will your podcast episodes live? As listeners, one of the things we've all come to love about podcasts that have been going for a while is that once we discover them, we're normally able to dive into the archives, sometimes years back, to get a sense of how the podcast started. Now, I work with lots of podcasters, and one of the main things I often find myself reminding them is that each episode is an asset. As you all know, the definition of an asset is that it accrues value and provides future value. And as the podcaster and the owner of the asset, it's not just your listener who benefits. In a previous segment, I talked about the value of keeping your feed fresh with a replay episode, and that is a great way to get more value from and shine a light on a previously published. After all, your newest listeners probably won't have heard it. But how many other ways are you using your archive shows to help you meet your goals? Over on the Pro Production team, we have an entire section of our membership area that walks you through various ways you can repurpose your podcast to get massive value post-publication. Each Pro Podcaster also has a show note writer who ensures that attached to each podcast episode are SEO-rich show notes. With SEO-rich show notes, your podcast is far more likely to get found online in an organic, that's unpaid, search. As a client of Blueberry Pro Production, we always provide broadcast quality audio and show notes. Along with the rock solid hosting from Blueberry, these three elements serve to ensure you get the most value from every episode. From easy and unique social media content, to blogs, to sales, and even training materials. If the idea of creating more from your podcast appeals, why not get in touch via the website and we'll show you how we can save you time and increase the value of each podcast episode. Just head over to blueberrypro.com.
You know, one thing Toby said there that is unique is for this show, we can link back to other episodes that talk about things that maybe are related. But for my personal show, for my tech show, there's really expirable content. I don't often link back to it. So it depends on your show too. If you have a show that is got lots of evergreen, then you should be cross promoting back to those ever one or two episodes, every episode back into the back catalog to within your show notes, not only number one, to reinforce what Google's doing on your website, but number two, give your audience the ability to say, oh, there's another episode that's kind of like this or similar. I think he's right on. That back catalog is very valuable for many podcasters.
Right, but even your show, being a newsy and expired content and all that, you know, you're talking about SpaceX. You're talking about, you know, a lot of stuff in the tech world that people search on, and that still builds credibility, even right. though, you know, somebody doesn't want to read an article about a SpaceX launch from 3 years ago, but... You know, the accumulation of all that SpaceX content might get you higher in the search when they're searching yep. for that sort of stuff. So it's even more valuable that way, even though it's not really evergreen.
It's the big value is obviously the backlinks, that when people are linking back to us from having sure. talked to them. But that's a whole nother Blueberry Pro tip for another day. So, Toby, right. thank you so much for your Blueberry Pro tip. And again, Blueberry Pro, BLUBRRY, pro.com to find out about our pro services, or at least our pro production services. So our question of the week, how long should I spend on my podcast episode? Oh, this question only comes up about once every 3 days.
Yeah, yeah, Mackenzie pointed that out because apparently she's been asked that one a few times. So, and... She answered the first part of it, and then I answered the rest. So here's what Mackenzie wrote. She says, as long as you want. However, long you feel it's necessary to put out the level of quality you have in mind. And then I added on there that, you know, I've always heard it's kind of a 4-to-1. If you're doing an hour-long show, it might take you about 4 hours, and that's including, you know, prep, recording, editing, if you do much of it, promotion, you know, all that kind of stuff that goes into creating an episode. It's not just hit record, hit stop, and you're done, except for we get to do that on this show.
Yeah.
but you get what I mean. You know, it's 4-to-1, 2-to-1, something like that.
But you've spent about an hour in prep getting this ready. We're going to spend 30 minutes on the recording. The pro production team will spend an hour editing. You guys will spend another 15 to 20 minutes posting, and then the social team will spend 30 minutes promoting. So it's, you know, it, again, you probably are at a 1 to 3.5, even for us. For my personal show, it's an hour prep, hour record. It's 30 minutes post editing, and well, really just getting the, because I do video, the video takes a while to encode. So, and I'm probably done by 3 hours. So it's still 1 to 2, and I do no editing except chop the ends. So it really depends, again, how far in the weeds you want. I've said this many, many times. It pisses people off. On my personal show, if I had to edit, I wouldn't be a podcaster still because it's editing takes time.
Well, you put all the man hours together that we do for this half hour show.
Yeah.
We're probably 6-to-1 actually, but
potentially. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's we take a lot of care in the show notes and that kind of stuff. And you know, our pro team, you know, takes pretty good care of us, making Todd and I sound smarter.
Yep.
So at least a little bit smarter.
But I think for a new podcaster, this is important because especially if you have a partner, you have kids, or you have a job, and you say, okay, I'm going to do this cool podcast. I'm going to do a 30-minute show every week. You know, that's 3 hours, you know, potentially.
Well, with Todd and I, it's not so much we have to schedule this. We know it's going to be every Thursday somewhere around 11 o'clock unless you're out of town and then or I'm off or whatever, speaking of which, I'm gone next week.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, it's, so that part of it, but even coordinating with co-hosts can also take up some time.
Sure.
Scheduling guests takes time.
Yeah.
If you're going to do guests. You know, we do guests from time to time, and you know, it takes us time to do that.
Yep. You know. Takes usually another 30 minutes of recording and questions and prep and everything else.
Yeah.
So, well, this is going to bring us to the end here, but here's the thing. If you got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com. That's blueberry without the E's because we couldn't afford the E's. Audio, text, or video, and we may use it. And, of course, the best place for support with any Blueberry product service is our ticket system at blueberry.com/support. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And we've been coming to you this week from the new media studio in Southern Michigan and Mike Dell's World Studio in Northern Michigan, produced by the Blueberry Pro production team. You can always schedule one-on-one with myself. Hosting customers only email me directly, todd@blueberry.com, and I'll get you the meeting link. Same with Mike. You can get a tech checkup with Mike. Hosting customers only email mike@blueberry.com. Of course, you can send us your podcast sticker and a self-addressed stamp envelope, and we'll send you a Blueberry Care package in return. Our mailing address is on the website at podcastinsider.com. Mike, anything else before we get out of here?
No, I think you covered it. Everybody have a good week, and Todd and somebody else, I'll see you next week.
That's right. So thank you for being here on the Podcast Insider. Again, we'll see you next Thursday for another edition of the show. Take care. Bye-bye.